the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Tesla had a song, the band Tesla. Signs, signs, everywhere a sign.
What late 80s, early 90s. They had some ballad.
Every rose has its thorn. That was Poison.
Poison.
Boy, I love that song.
Do you think Tesla got money from the company Tesla? Because they would have had the trademark on that, right?
I don't know. I mean, they would have the trademark for band.
Oh.
But there are other companies that have different names in different fields. So they had one called Love Song.
I'm looking at a list of their songs, and I don't recognize one of them.
Well, I don't know why like this happened
this is one of them.
Is it kind of like, I mean, were there songs like Dio where they're mystical? Maybe.
I don't think so.
I thought maybe that they thought it would be funny to highlight how dumb their lyrics were.
Well, I think in this case, that's why this one has happened.
Boy, this one really never, it takes a long time for this
one to get going. I recognize
this. Yeah. So you think that it's over? Yeah, this was their ballad that I was thinking of.
This love song.
This is Love Song, yeah. This was probably popular at Free Beer's prom. Maybe mine, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a lot younger than you, so thanks for pointing that out.
I feel like he or she is barfing into my ears.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they were kind of.
If you like that, imagine it stripped away without any of the accompanying music.
Yeah.
This is Tesla's Modern Cowboy. Modern day cowboy.
Oh, modern day cowboy.
Okay, I don't remember
just
this
the
song.
Lyrics. Okay.
It's had to have been after Bon Jovi put out "Dead or Alive" or something like that.
They're probably trying to get on the soundtrack for Young Guns 2.
Probably
still gunning.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Bang bang, shoot 'em up. Bang bang, blow you away. It's a showdown in the no man's land for the cowboy of the modern day.
It's so. Stupid. Steve, pause, please.
This is so good.
Oh, breaking
news from Kirk in Nashville. Guys, they took their name from Nikolai Tesla.
What?
Thanks, Kirk. Had no idea. Thought it was just a wonderful coincidence.
Golly.
Back to the song.
Oh, we're going to play more
Jesus
of that.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, the next song you're going to hear in the Free Beer and Hot Wings Report, because this is a musical-themed one for a moment. You're going to like this even less. Rachel might like it. It's heavy metal done by Cats.
I'm excited.
Of course.
No. This is worse. No.
No, it's not worse. It's actually less cheesy.
I like it better.
Yeah, I don't really hear the Cats. It just sounds like regular heavy metal.
Yeah, the double kick drum.
I think the band is Cat Terra.
Yeah.
I like it better than Pantera.
Oh,
now
man.
You'll pay for that one.
I like what I like.
I mean,
it's actually funnier as it goes
it
on.
It is. And now I want to hear like meow, meow, meow.
I do. Yeah, I want to
like have them slow it down and I'll be gravelly.
I didn't realize. I did not mean to stick my thumb in the eye of all the Tesla fans, because people are coming for us now.
Oh, no.
What, for the band Tesla?
If you like Tesla, knock yourself out.
I don't apologize for that. They're garbage.
No.
I'll bet. I mean, of all the hair bands, they were one of them.
Yeah, I bet that I like things that you don't like, too.
I don't know what to say. That song was it was cheesy. Like,
it's a euphemism.
Bang, bang.
Joe, it's a euphemism for the Cold War.
Okay, cool.
Couldn't you tell?
It's still not. I mean, they're fine. They're a decent enough.
They're fine for
band.
What they did. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Pantera got their name from Nikolai Pantera. Thank you.
All right, now that is mind blowing.
This one.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
F you, Steve. You cat loving pee.
Yeah.
I like cats more than Pantera.
Man,
oh, I'll bet you see the same.
We don't all like the same thing.
The same people who wrote in about Tesla and being pissed, I'll bet if you scroll up, you'll see an old text about Pantera. and now a new one about Pantera.
Like the only times they've written is Pantera related. That does happen. Like,
those cats have got nothing on Phil Anselmo.
We're not really against any of your bands, just because we don't like them.
No, I don't care.
Like I don't.
Don't speak for me. I literally am against your band. I don't like them, so I don't need to listen to them.
Well, you're not saying they shouldn't listen to them. No, like I don't get upset when people are like, I don't like Colter Wall. I don't even know who that is. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't bother me.
Why does it make people mad when we all don't like the same thing?
Yeah.
Just take a cue from two at least of the Juggalos that we've met and don't care. When we make fun of it.
Be Juggalo chill.
Right.
It just so happens the biggest losers I've ever met in my life that I, for some reason, called my friend when I was a kid, loved Pantera. what do you want me to... And, like, Biohazard.
Like, that's a factual statement for Joe.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
F you, Steve. Go listen to your stupid Barbara Streisand. Are those the only options?
Oh, Pantera and Streisand? That is strong burn.
Hey, here's a real texture.
She is so much
Colter
more...
Wall is amazing. Boom. I love Canadian plainsman music.
I bet Barbara Streisand is so much more successful than Pantera.
Well, of course.
Well,
she is.
I mean, I think that does seem like it was like saying
I bet Einstein was a better scientist than Ron Reagan.
Argue it. Hot wings go.
I don't think
Bring
so.
Us your Pantera
I'm
facts.
Pretty sure Pantera has had a number one album in 6 decades, going back to the 1960s.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, I've
with Dimebag Tabby and the other cats.
That's like saying poop. Is more successful or as successful as anything that makes music.
Now, here's a text I can get on board with. Tesla sucks chodes.
Yes.
I mean, they do kind of make Skid Row seem like Metallica.
Actually, Tesla had songs about the scientists who discovered chodes. So, ergo, why don't you suck a chode?
Did you know that chode was named after Nikolai Chode? Everything is named after that.
It is. It's true.
It's too bad he never got the credit he deserved. Mm. People just took and took and took from him.
Just took all of his chodes.
Yeah, there he was, working hard, inventing chodes.
Homeless and chodeless.
They took his chode from Edison actually stole the patent.
He copyrighted the chode.
he taxed his chode to death.
You know
Damn.
That
that's so bad.
Oh, that part of history where Westinghouse and Edison were fighting over chodes that they stole from Nikolai Tesla. It's wild, man.
What's making me laugh now is just people checking in with random things about
Nikolai Tesla.
Because this text just came in. Skid Row sucks. Skid Row's like, we're just minding our business washing these trays.
Oh, well, no I did. They're like, someone mentioned us.
Well, I mean, I did.
Google alert.
I did say that Tesla makes Skid Row look like Metallica, so.
Skid Row would suck a chode just to be told they suck chodes. That's how bad these bands are.
Jeez. I don't know. They're pretty good.
You don't get it, man. The dude from Suicidal Tendencies played the cello once in his high school band. They're real musicians.
This text. Stop making fun of chodes.
I have all their hits, so don't worry about it.
Nikola Chode made Chode Storm in his living room. He wasn't even trying.
Chode Storm is a great metal band name.
That is.
It is. Chode Storm.
I'd go see Chode Storm.
I would see Chode Storm, too. Mm.
I'd see them over Panera.
Did you know Panera made more off of the bread bowl invention than they did all of their albums?
I love a good bread bowl.
I love speed bread.
What has nine arms and sucks?
What?
Def Leppard.
That's one of the all-time great jokes.
You know, everybody loves that except the drummer from Def Leppard.
He's certainly not going to clap for it.
He probably has a rig to do that.
All right.
Anyway, we're just kidding.
This is a lot of hairband joke.
Chill out. unhook your trailers from your trucks and stop heading our way.
Guys,
we're just joking.
I'm so offended that when you said that about my favorite band, I spit Mountain Dew Code Chode all over the windshield.
Code Chode. That would be great if they made them in like stumpy little bottles. You know, like those 10-ounce Cokes that nobody ever buys.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other non-music things later.
Why?
I know. This is hilarious.
We're really getting somewhere.
We need to find more crappy metal bands. That's why we're not going to
get into the other things.
There's got to be other animals that play bad music, too. This is our wheelhouse, it turns out.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.